I came here for the experience of getting games and trying to develop my defending and all that, and I never really took into consideration that we might even be where we are at this moment of time. So I really just feel part of the club and part of it, and I think the lads have got their heads screwed on. They know what job we need to accomplish now, and it's not going to be easy, but I think the lads have their heads screwed on and we know what we need to do.
Could you possibly have guessed how well it would have gone, just for the team, but for you personally as well? I don't think you've lost a game.
Yeah, I suppose if someone had said, how well do you want it to go, I probably wouldn't have even shot this high. So far, so good, touch wood, it's probably gone as well as it could go. But there's a lot of work needs to be done. And if I want to go home for summer, really, really pleased with myself, then I need to keep up that clean sheet tally and we need to keep winning games.
Obviously, a win at the weekend meant that you now know that it's in your own hands, and if you win this time against Exeter, the job will be done and you'll be promoted. How's this week been in terms of preparation?
Well, when the games are Saturday, Tuesday and things like that, you can't really train loads and loads. So, you know, we were in the pool the other day recovering and things like that, and we had a day or two off there, and that's important because you can be knackered and mentally you kind of need a break away from the place. Everybody still knows what job needs to be done. But you do need a break sometimes, so we've kind of refreshed ourselves and then we should be fit and ready for Saturday.
Is it just human nature that players talk about it? You know, the manager may well say we're not focusing on it, it's just another game, it's just another 3 points, but you must be talking about it in the dressing room.
Yeah, everyone talks about it. Everyone talks about it, the fans, the players, everyone is talking about it. But the more experienced ones are, and the ones who've been through these kind of situations before, are the ones saying, listen, things can change quickly. It's so far so good, but there is a big job needs to be done. I'm one of them ones who doesn't want to get too far ahead of themselves. You know, a lot of people are, it's done, you know, or, you know, there's, I think, 1 in 6 games. But that's not how I like to think at all. I think we must win on Saturday.
Have the Seamus Keneally's and the Sean McConville's in that dressing room said to you, well, 2 years ago, all we had to do was win one home game and it all went wrong. Is that something that's been passed on that last day of 2 seasons ago?
Yeah, I've spoke to Seamus about it, actually, yeah, and he still feels sick talking about it, how close they were. But I think that's becoming vital now because they know what that horrible feeling it is of not quite just making the cut, and they're really eager to not let that happen again.
The manager said for the last month or so, win promotion, then think about winning the title. You're obviously in such a good position. Is that the way the players are thinking as well?
Yeah, they're thinking promotion first, and then we'll see how we are to try and go and win the league. So with the lads in the change room, we're talking about promotion. That's what we're talking about. So, you know, if we win on Saturday, then we can, you know, we'll be happy, we'll celebrate, and then we'll think, you know, we'll look at the games we have and think, well, come on, let's go and try and win the league.
And I guess, just finally, the nature of this equation this weekend, Exeter are one of the teams that can still catch you. They're one of the best teams in the division. Does it follow that it's going to be one of the hardest games, if not the hardest game of the season?
I think it doesn't really matter who we were playing this weekend anyway, because our situation is still the same. We've already played a lot of the big clubs. You know, we went away to Luton and we knew it was going to be difficult there. But here we've got our home advantage, and don't think we're going to worry too much about what Exeter bring. I think we're just going to worry about ourselves.